Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Come see me and Chris DiStefano on the East Coast as I do October 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Go to AndrewSantino.com. You can find out where I'm doing all that stuff.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Bro, Jules, fuck, man. She's acting like Ally Sheedy from The Breakfast Club today.
Why? What happened?
She wore the mask on the car right over as if I fucking have it. And I go, are you going to take it off? She's like, no.
Whoa, hothead.
It's fucking crazy.
Introduce our guest, Bobo.
We're not starting yet.
Yeah, we
are. I have to get into it.
Did you see I bought you a cake?
Yo, you smell fucking good, dude. What is it scent?
Shut up, Chrissy!
No, I swear to God, man.
Fuck you on my birthday, post-birthday.
Oh, happy birthday! Happy birthday.
Happy.
What'd you get me?
Can we sing? What did I get you?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I let you have the day off yesterday and I bought you a cake that says happy birthday.
I had a cake yesterday, friend. How many cakes am I going to get, friend?
I got you a birthday gift.
I want something solid.
Give him his birthday gift?
Give him his birthday. You see what it says on here? It says, happy birthday, Sleepy Bobo Noodle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And how old are you?
You added the noodle?
How old are you, Sleepy Bobo Noodle?
Nah.
How old are you?
32.
No, you're not. You're 49, you old fuck.
Dude, I look good,
but that's
though.
Only 7 in Chinese years.
I look good, though.
Hey, dude, can we play this?
Be honest, dude. When you see China...
Happy birthday.
Stick it there.
Okay, happy birthday. And then also...
$1.
No, I got it from the gas station.
$1.
And then I got I got everybody chocolate chip fucking bars, espresso cupcake things from the French across the street.
Fuck, man.
You want these?
Yeah.
Here, move your
$3.
Move your glasses.
Here's got some. I got some forks, and I got no COVID or anything like that. Happy birthday!
I've not touched that ever.
Happy birthday.
Hey,
so
let me play this, Andres. I want to play this for you because this is from my family to yours. This is happy birthday in Korean. Let's all sing along for Bobby.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
You're welcome, dude. That was so nice.
They don't do shit like that for you in North Korea.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say this?
Yeah, say it.
Yes.
All right. Have you ever met anyone from North Korea?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
It's like an Eskimo. You've never met an Eskimo. You've read them all in the books and the fairy tales.
What?
You could play with them in video games, maybe. But you've never met one.
I've met someone from North Korea.
Who? What's his name?
It's a girl. It was a girl.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Concubine? Was she concubine?
She was a concubine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Concubine. She was a slave that escaped. She was a female slave that escaped. Mm-hmm. She was working, I think, in like a shoemaking factory, and she escaped.
Yeah. Bro, Koreans don't sweat. That's a fucking fact. You can Google that.
Really?
They don't sweat, and they got the gene where the sweat doesn't smell. That's a fact. You can Google that.
He smells.
He smells fantastic.
I've never had deodorant.
I know, but you smell, though.
I analyzed it. I have a microscopic equipment at home. There's no pores down there.
No.
It's like fucking an android skin, dude. Just poreless.
You don't sweat?
No. I bleed.
I know, but you bleed. He bleeds.
Yeah. It'll come.
It's an actual thing. I'm not even making that up. If you Google, they have a thing in the genes, one of the enzymes that produce Koreans specifically, where it's either they don't sweat or the sweat doesn't smell.
Yeah, but Chris, how come fucking white dudes smell like shit?
What?
Not just Koreans.
Dude, you jog 20 feet and you smell the pit. It's like fucking Beirut fucking water.
I got to be honest with you. I used to smell a lot, but then recently, over the past like 6 months, I've been on estrogen therapy because I'm transitioning. I'm serious, dude. Really? Yeah. So I've been on estrogen therapy, and I don't smell anymore. I don't smell.
Yeah. Are you really?
By the way, I want us to look at the camera real quick, because yesterday, or whenever this comes out, Andrew let me on his podcast, Whiskey Ginger. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I told everybody that I was gay, and I said I was being very serious, and I'm not. I'm a heterosexual male.
Yeah.
I just want to let everyone know I was kidding around, but I am not. I am a straight male.
Well, why do you think people think you might be gay?
Because I looked in the camera.
You sit up straight?
Yeah. Because I looked in the camera on the podcast the other day and said I was gay, but I am not gay. So I want to say, nope, I'm straight.
Okay. But there's a few things that might give it away that you might be gay.
What is that,
Andrew? You got good skin. You got straight teeth. You wear jewelry. You are nice and in great shape.
Yeah.
You're always at the gym. You only hang out with dudes.
Yes.
All right.
I'll tell you why you're gay.
Why?
Can I tell you why you're gay?
Yes.
Because when I see dudes like you that are like, handsome with your body size, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a handsome guy. For a comic?
Yeah.
It goes Dane Cook. It goes, there's people ahead of you.
It goes Dane Cook.
You know what I mean?
It goes
Dane Cook. A couple of open micers I know. A couple of open micers on you.
Right.
Your friend right here.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Way better.
So take off his hat. Take off your hat. Look at this guy's hairline. It doesn't stop. Where does it start and stop?
Italiano.
Look at how hairy he is.
Oh, fuck.
No, Bobby, don't.
Oh, fuck. I'll mouthfuck you.
Dude.
Oh, fuck. You suck my dick.
You take out good hair like that.
I'll suck it.
See? Whoa.
No, I'm not gay.
That's full-blown gay.
What percentage?
Can I finish my point?
Yeah, please.
Let me finish my point, okay? Usually that dudes that look like him, right, they bully me a bit, right? Mm-hmm. They go, hey, my little hop sing. They always say that.
No.
Yeah.
Put me in a little app. They give me a nookie, right? Mm-hmm. He's like gentle.
Gentle.
Right? Yeah, he's soft.
Gay.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't.
You're not aggressive.
I'm not aggressive. I don't know. Like I said on the podcast the other day, I don't know that I'm gay, but I will say confidently that I have sex with women, but I fall in love with men. So I'm emotionally gay. I'm emotionally gay.
Yeah.
And I have nothing against the gay community at all. Nothing against.
Well,
I support and like the gays.
Well,
but I am not gay.
Okay.
I'm not gay.
Okay.
I do, but I'm not gay. But I am a Democrat, so I don't know.
But you're
because they're mostly gay.
Democrats?
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage of Democrats that are gay?
I thought 100%.
All of them?
Like somebody.
Bobby's a Dem.
What?
Bob's a Dem.
Yeah, but Bob's gay. He told me he's gay. Like somebody the other day, I was walking and he's like, yo, and they said the F word. They're like, you fucking Fs. And I was like, oh, I thought it was like a Democratic rally or something
right.
like that.
Right.
I was
right.
like, oh, those guys vote for Joe Biden, which is fine.
Yeah. That's fine. Who are you going to vote for?
Huh?
Who are you going to vote for?
In the November election?
Yeah.
DONALDTRUMP.
See?
Holy shit. I feel at home when he does that, though.
Yeah.
I feel at home. I feel very comfortable.
This is why we built the wall.
Yeah.
We built the wall for you. We built the wall.
I told you we're going to build a wall with the bodies of dead Democrats.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, buddy. I'm kidding.
You hear about the North Korean, though, that escaped, right? Huh? Lived in South Korea for a little bit, and he goes, fuck this, and went back.
Really? It was that much better?
Wow.
No, he just couldn't deal how good it was.
It was too nice.
Free boba? You know what I mean? Like, when they get milk tea in fucking North Korea, they probably don't even get free boba.
No, well, no, he was like, it's a side.
For free? Yeah,
it's
or a side. Like, pussy? I can get pussy anytime I want, you know what I mean?
Look.
And it's overwhelming. You're
by the way, look at the TV, what you asked. Not just Koreans, but East Asians in general. Koreans or any human, for that matter, wouldn't last very long without the ability to sweat. So humans all produce body odor. Having said that, East Asians do have less apocrine sweat glands, which results in reduced ability to sweat.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you're more
I have like two apocrine sweat glands.
Yeah.
Show them. There it is.
Yeah.
There and there.
Yeah.
Right, none.
Have you been doing a little bit of working out? Your muscles look a little
bit.
You do
look good.
No, it's fat. It's fat. Fuck you.
No. Jiggle the bottom. No. Jiggle the bottom. That's how you know.
No.
No, look, it's kind of tight.
You look apocrine and fridge. You look good. But you know what? You know what? Honestly, going back to the guy who escaped from North Korea to South Korea and then went back to North Korea, there is a freedom in communism, I would imagine. When you don't have much choice.
Yeah.
Like, you ever watch Netflix and it's like there's so many choices, like, oh, there's nothing on TV. With communism, there's no choices. You just have to do it. I could see if you were a product of that and then you go back.
It's like In-N-Out.
It's a freedom.
In-N-Out's communist, right? They're like burger with or without cheese.
That's
I kind of like that.
I
don't want all the
home.
Options.
You know, like track homes, the houses look the same.
Yeah.
Like, if your dad was like kind of a bum, right? And you lived in a track home, and then your friends in the same neighborhood's dad is a doctor. They could brag all they want, right? They can go, dad's a doctor. Our houses look exactly the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's
very
true.
Part.
It's the
very
same
part.
Thing.
I don't think your dad, who would be a bum, would have a track home, though. I don't think
you're
going to
afford it. The mom works. So that you're being
fucking sexy. What does she do?
What?
Well, what does she do?
She works for a track home
She oh, the track home company.
Yeah, no, she cleans the houses.
She's a maid.
She's Mexican.
Your mom does? What size is your mom's? What size is your mom's feet? I always small feet.
Is that small, for women? Women three. Is that small?
Women three? Yeah, yeah. Small feet. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a kid's half.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom has tiny little feet?
No, my mom has beautiful feet, dude.
I bet you,
fuck you. My mom has the prettiest feet.
Have you ever seen his mom?
No.
A hammer, like a hammerhead shark.
Fucking really?
One eye's over here, the other one's over here.
Oh,
it's
really?
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's funny.
It's unbelievable.
Seriously, yeah, yeah. Show
you
me
talk shit about my mom all the
your
time.
Your mom is a fucking Beelzebub beast.
A Beelzebub?
A Beelzebub beast.
A Beelzebub beast?
You never heard of Beelzebub?
Your mom is a Build-A-Bear, and the fucking eyeballs are on his cheek and its forehead.
It's my fucking birthday, dude. You're attacking my mom.
Yesterday was your birthday. Yesterday.
Yeah,
okay?
There's post and pre.
I got you a cake. I got you a cake.
This is. You know I'm not. You know I'm not gonna eat it.
I know.
Why don't you eat it? You don't like the sweets?
No, I have a fucking. You know how many cakes I got, Chris, from last night?
So what? Keep eating cakes.
Netflix sent me a fucking cake.
Really?
Why did Netflix send you a cake?
But it was, it felt not good.
Did they really?
Oh, that's nice.
It felt good. That's just some young girl. You know me, the hipster girl.
They sent you a cake.
Said, yeah, does Bobby Lee live here? And I was just smoking a cigarette. I go, yo, what's up? She said, I got a cake. Like, she didn't want to be there. I got a cake.
It was the cast of Cuties was on it.
Yeah, yeah. And they gave it to me because I've only been on a couple things, but that was really nice.
On Netflix, you've been on a few times.
Hey! Hey! Oh wow, that was Ripper. I got COVID now, huh?
No, I got.
I told you,
I tested negative.
Oh, okay.
He tested negative.
Tested negative.
Can you
test
get COVID
negative.
Farts?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you can. The CDC said you can collect COVID one of three ways. In a small room with other people after confined spaces and times, breathing, spitting, and also any sort of fecal matter that's in the air. So if you fart, fecal matter's in the air. I could huff your fecal matter and I could get COVID.
But I'm wearing Lululemon pants.
They're
$110 pants. So they're not going to go through this. And I just told you I tested negativo for COVID.
Yeah, but but what if it's a false negative?
Yeah, yeah. That's true, too.
Could be
a false negative. But
are
I
those
to,
Lulus?
These are Lulu.
Expensive.
Can you smile a bit? Yeah.
Let me
see. You know what? Fuck your teeth. Your fucking gums.
Too big.
Yeah.
Let me see. You don't have big gums? No, what do you mean? You smile. You know Bobby has 19 teeth?
Really?
Yeah. He's missing most of his teeth.
A lot of teeth.
Really?
There's one going. I'm saying
you got another one going?
Yeah, Frankie.
Frankie's got to go? Oh, no.
What happened to him?
I name all my teeth. Frankie G is gone.
Why?
Yeah. Hey, bro, I can't do it anymore. Bada-bada-bada-bada-bada-bada-bada-bing.
Now ask him what accent that is. Ask him what
accent that is. Frankie the
Tooth. Yeah. And so there's a hole in Frankie. Like, he got shot in the head.
Oh.
Right? And then when the wind goes in there, everyone suffers.
It whistles?
No, everyone goes, ow.
Imagine if you open your mouth and a car's going down the road. It's like, Frankie G got shot and he's dead and he's gone. Are you going to have it removed? Or are you going to let it fall out?
No, because now the nerve, I think the nerve died.
Oh, shit.
So since the pandemic, I've been in a lot of pain. Mm. I never told you that.
Wait, seriously, you've been in pain this whole time?
Yeah, you know, when the whole Frankie G's hole and then there's a nerve that sticks out of Frankie G's head.
You could see the fucking nerve?
Well, you can't see the fucking nerve. Matter of fact, I don't have that kind of equipment.
You
to
said
see
you
it.
Had a microscopic thing to check out your Aspera cream.
You
underneath.
The mouth. Apocrine.
Apocrine.
But no, the thing is, I've been in a lot of pain.
Mm. So are you going to use that as an excuse?
But
are you going to do another thing or
it's
no?
Dead.
It's dead now.
What's another thing?
Well, you know, you use pain as your trauma as an excuse for all sorts of fucked up shit that you'd end up doing. I'm saying.
Like what? Give me an example.
Being late, not texting back, not hanging out, not returning calls.
It's a white privilege, huh? You love it.
Yeah, I do. That's why I got
you
it.
You like fucking bringing me down.
Dude, it's good to be on top.
Are you jealous of our white privilege?
That's why I said it.
Let's gang up
I
on him.
I want to see what this was.
Let's gang up on him.
Yeah.
Now I know what it is.
I know what it is. It's the
you're
winning team.
What they say, cahoots.
The winning team.
What they say?
What they say, cahoots.
You're in what they say, cahoots.
You know, we're not cahoots. I know about you, dude.
We're not cahoots.
And you know what you are? What we say, cute.
See? Gay. That's another thing I found out.
What?
That you're gay.
So what do you mean?
Nothing.
I'm not gay.
I know, but you know what, dude? Let me say this, though, and I'm going to say this openly.
Please. Right? Serious.
That let's just suppose Jesus came down.
Mm. Yeah.
Not God, just some Mexican guy. No, Jesus, and he goes, you know, you must, you know what I mean, fuck one comedian, male comedian, right?
He's saying that to you?
He's saying that to me.
Mm.
Okay. Do you even...
He might be in the top... I'd have to... Him, there's a couple of other guys...
Who are the top five?
That I would fuck?
Correct.
Well, a couple of them are canceled, so I don't want to name them.
Okay.
I know who.
Yeah.
Dom DeLuise?
Dom DeLuise and No, I would say it's the ones that aren't. So I would probably he's up there, and then I'd have to say Jeselnik.
Right. Yeah,
I'd have to say Jeselnik.
But he seems like he'd be a dead fish.
Yeah,
he just angry, like he has a frow.
He would just take it.
Yeah, take it. Yeah,
yeah, he would just take it.
And he's also emotionless. He's like a Romulan to me.
There's a lot of who would I have?
I'd have sex with somebody fun, like Earthquake.
Yeah,
this is funner to say. I fucked Earthquake.
I fucked Earthquake.
Yeah.
I'd fuck him. I'd bang Earthquake.
Lavelle Crawford.
And then who's another guy? Tig Notaro. I'd bang.
Yeah,
that's a big leap. That's a big leap.
That's
a big leap from Earthquake to Tig.
Yeah.
I would fuck him too, Tig.
Yeah.
I'd fuck him.
I'd go after the big dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, who?
Rock, Chappelle.
Mm.
Just for the clout.
Yeah.
You know, because then I have something. Then I hold
comics,
it. Well, I'd hold it above their head.
Everyone would fuck The Rock. Everyone, even without Jesus coming down.
Chris Rock.
Oh, no.
No, I'm saying I'd hold, because I'd hold it above him. I'd be like, hey, I'm going
to
tell everybody.
You know I still to this day jerk off to?
Chris Rock.
I jerk off a lot to Barbara Walters. I still jerk off to Barbara Walters. Yes.
Yeah,
she's
hot. You used to be big into Larry King. Are you not big into him anymore?
No. Now I'd say most people I jerk off to is I jerk off to Barbara Walters. I jerk off to Tucker Carlson a lot from Fox News.
Yes.
And I jerk off a lot to LeBron James.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, since we're opening up, I jerk off to, you know that scene in Silence of the Lambs when they fucking flip the girl over and she had strips of flesh missing from her back?
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude.
It's just something about it.
I jerk off a lot to Jodie Foster, but from Nell. You ever seen the movie Nell when she's being raised in the woods by wolves? I jerk off to her because there's one scene where they show full bush and I like that.
Oh, Jodie Foster, huh?
Yes, but from Nell, not from Silence of the Lambs.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
The beginning scene in Jerry Maguire.
When Cuba Gooding takes his thing off.
When he says, show me the money, that's when I come.
Yeah.
He says, I went to Arizona State, Jerry! I bust right there.
Yeah.
That's the real sex scene at the beginning of that movie is so hot. It is really hot.
That is. And you know, it's another one I used to, seriously, I swear to God, jerk off to all the time. True Lies, when Jamie Lee Curtis was dancing on the pole. And there's about 35, 40 seconds in, her little top of her nipple comes out. And I would fucking jerk off. And I would always fucking hold it. And I would wait until fucking Arnold gets punched in the face at the end when he fucking, and his lip is all bleeding. And then I go,
yeah!
I fucking do it. Dude, yeah. My mom.
Do you find yourself, I mean, I don't want to go too blue, but we're here already. We're already here. So, do you masturbate often?
Yes, and I don't jerk off like this. I think I've talked about this before. Yeah. I don't do like this. I make my hands. I lay down on my back and I make my hands like, I guess it's kind of like a pussy or whatever. And I rub the base of my penis and I come directly into my belly button. I swear to God, that's a true story. I'm not lying.
Really?
No, I swear to God. I swear to God. I swear on everything. I would jerk off a lot, and I still jerk off like that. So, like, people are like, oh, jerking off in the shower is the best. I can't because I don't do it like that. I have to lay my penis against my body and push it down.
You know what I do?
You have to physically push force against your penis?
I push down, and I go to the base of my penis, and I push down right above my balls in the lower part of my penis shaft, and I just keep pushing down, and then I come into my belly button usually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
so
what I
weird.
Do? You know the hole with the penis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you blow on it?
The urethra.
I don't blow on it, man. And that's fucking weird. And then, you know,
that's fucking weird.
And the stem, right? Right below the I take my two fingers like this and I squeeze as hard as I can.
Oh, see. Mm. Oh, yeah, the blowing was weird compared to that.
Right.
You're insane. You squeeze your penis as hard as you can?
It feels so good.
No, it does not.
Yes, I do. I go, take it like that. I make him, I mean, I talk to it.
If you talk to your penis?
Yeah, you don't talk back to me.
Yeah.
Right?
And it goes like this?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
Who's Dave? Because you know my penis, right? I want to get it. I don't know if I can talk about it. But I used to call my penis by a girl's name.
What was the name?
Because she listens to the podcast.
Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah, I'm going to make it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Katie.
What's the real name, though?
No, I'll think later.
What's the real name? Right.
What's the real name?
Later,
what's
right?
the real name?
But see, this girl, Katie, I used to work with, right? Uh-huh. Went out with this other. So I liked her, right? Mm-hmm. And then she went out with another busboy.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal.
Of all the busboys.
Yeah. So I was a busboy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No shit.
Right? And this guy, Dave, was a busboy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was a waiter. Waitress.
Server.
Server, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I used to walk by her while she's like taking orders and smell her hair.
Oh my God, Bob.
Wow. It's like a psycho.
Yeah.
I'd have a fucking bucket like this and smell it. Yeah.
What would Katie say?
She wouldn't know. She's fucking taking orders. Like, what do you want to hear about?
Oh, she had no idea you were a hair sniffer.
And I would try to get as close as I can. And sometimes if I sniffed hard enough, one hair would go shoot into the nose.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, dude.
Right. But then, like, she did. So this other guy, Dave, liked her. And then she went out with him.
Mm.
And then they got married. They have children.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. Katie and Dave?
So I called my penis Katie. right? Right? And I squeeze it, the tip. Because what's up with Dave?
And then you fucking come out.
Yeah.
Is she the one that got away?
Well, no, because I have the love of my life is I live with her now.
Yeah, but Kalila didn't get away. Did that one get away?
She's trying to.
Mm. We won't let her though.
Kalila's trying to. Yeah.
You know we won't let her. That's
you
right.
You know what I've noticed? Ever since I've had genital warts, I have my penis is so much more sensitive. I'm coming so much quicker when I masturbate because I was removing them, but now I haven't removed them. And I've noticed that since I've had genital warts. Also is good because I'll be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I have my penis is about 5.5 inches, but it's 6 with warts. And I feel like that makes it
difference. The warts are on the tip.
The warts are on the tip.
I thought, because, you know, when I imagine warts, mm-hmm. you would think that it's the width part mm-mm. that would thicken it, right?
Right.
But I've never seen the warts just congregate on the tip.
I actually have what's known as genoanal warts or genital anal warts, where I have right now maybe 10 warts, a couple on my testicles, one on the base of my shaft, two or three on the tip of my penis, and then I do have one on my asshole. And that's normal. And because at first I said, because I went to the doctor and I said, you know, I've never had MSN, man sex with man. But I do have a wart on my asshole. And he said, it's fine. It's all from the wart family. And he said, would you like me to remove it? And I said, no, because I've recently found out that my penis and asshole is more sensitive. Like right now, I'm sitting on the ass on my wart, and I do have a hard. I have an erection.
How do you not know that it's not a hemorrhoid?
Because I don't bleed when I shit anymore.
Right. Did you ever have hemorrhoids?
I don't know, but I was shitting pure blood for a little while.
Stop. Right?
Yeah.
When you shit, like, I don't know, baby. When I shit pure blood, right? Uh-huh. Immediately I just kind of stand up.
Right.
And I go to a facility called, you know, the hospital.
The hospital, no.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
Not me,
when
man.
Have you guys, have you ever shit blood?
I think one time it was beet.
Oh, beet juice.
It was beet.
Beet juice,
right, right.
Yeah.
But I thought it was blood.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, no, honestly, I had beet. I love beets, by the way.
You love beets?
It's one of my favorite veggies.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
I like the way it bleeds. You know what I mean? It's cool. But I like the texture, everything about it, right? But sometimes I like don't chew it.
Mm.
I swallow beets whole.
You swallow the whole thing.
Like if I've had a salad, right, and there's a big chunk of beet, I don't even swallow. I just suck it a little bit. I love sucking juices.
Me too.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Any kind of juice.
Right.
I suck the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Lollipop.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even like if I have a boba.
Juice and a lollipop.
If I have a boba and there's some juice and like there's some sort of like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right? Thing.
Yeah.
I'll dig a hole. I'll suck the fuck out of the juice.
Yeah.
You know that little gum with the little thing?
Yeah.
With the juice in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I suck the juice out before I eat the whole fucking thing in my mouth, baby.
Yeah. That's why the burgers, the Juicy Lucy. You ever eat a burger where you bite it and then the cheese comes and hit? Dude, one time I was in Minnesota, that's where they have.
Yeah.
And I bit into a Juicy Lucy and the cheese hit my esophagus and I came because it was just like, beep, beep. And it was like, anytime I get violently hit in my uvula, it's an automatic thing. Yeah. It's like
I don't know why I wanted the juice out. What was it? I had a point to make. What was it?
That the Holocaust isn't real.
Yeah. Holocaust. That's why how I know the Holocaust isn't real. It's a fucking hoax.
Yeah.
Just like COVID.
Just like COVID.
I don't know what
I know, dude.
You do think COVID is a hoax. You told me that the other day.
No, I don't.
You said I don't want to talk about it on air, but I don't believe in it.
I don't fucking believe COVID is a fucking hoax, man. That's why I haven't left the house. Come on, man. What are you fucking saying shit like that?
Because
a lot of things I think that are hoaxes.
What's a hoax?
But, I think that I'm going to get in trouble here, but I think that the sun is a hoax. It's not there.
Well, let me ask you this.
Really? What is it?
What?
What is it?
It's just an illusion. You know how we illuminate light from our eyes?
We illuminate light from our eyes.
Well, our, you know, everything is an illusion, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And everything's transfixed into a visual cortex.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, right? So I just think that it's an illusion from the mind.
Dude, well, Don, it's funny because the reason why we brought Don here... Is Don's a director? Don.
What did he direct?
No,
YouTube videos.
Well, no. We're gonna do a movie. Pandemic 2020 is what we're writing. I told Andrew about this yesterday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We have parts. Andrew, of course, we think Andrew wants to play the president. He wants to play President Trump because of red hair, red face.
Yep.
I was gonna play Nancy Pelosi, and then you're gonna play the coronavirus. under the microscope. We're going to do it under the microscope on the spore. And
oh, CGI. What I love about a movie like that is that I don't really have to work that much.
No, it's just going to be you.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually even CGI. Like, I go in and they put the green suit on me. Uh-huh. They put the balls on my
head. They want you to get tattoos. They want you to get real coronavirus tattoos.
Yeah.
Little red nodules all over your body.
Get Ken Jeong.
Kim Jong?
Ken Jeong would love it.
He's dead, though. Kim Jong-un is dead. Kim Jong-un's dead.
No, Ken Jeong.
No, he's
Ken Jong-un.
Ken Jong-un.
Yeah. No. Ken Jeong, the actor.
Is Ken Jeong and Kim Jong-un related?
No.
Why do they look the same?
They do look the same. I can never tell.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You know who Ken Jeong is?
Huh? Yeah. He did the special when he was pregnant on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Have some cake.
Very underrated special, by the way.
BetterHelp.
Hey, guys. During this pandemic, I use this, and it saved my life. You know, it's nice to have a therapist, you know, and talk about your feelings and what's going on.
Yeah.
And I've also used couple therapy with me and my Kalila.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Well, when you were going through your tough time, I know you used a lot of therapy, and that was good to get you back out and back sober
again.
What's
great about BetterHelp, it assesses your needs and matches you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Did you know that, Andrew?
Yes, I did, because I've used it before. You can do it from wherever you are all over the world. It's locally available to you no matter where you are. And they pair you with who they think you would match up with the best. They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches.
Well, guess what, too? It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, so that's good. And financial aid, but buddy, financial aid is available. Yeah.
You need some help, you can get some help, both financially and with all the issues in your life. Start living a happier life. You guys, there's so many reviews. You can go check them out yourself. If you don't believe us, go to betterhelp.com/reviews. That's help with H-E-L-P. Visit betterhelp.com/badfriends. H-E-L-P, the millions of people who have taken charge. So many people have been using it. They're recruiting new counselors. So maybe, Bobo, you want
to
be a counselor one day?
I have to go to the classes, but I'll do it.
Special offer for Bad Friends listeners, 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends.
Bad Friends.
That's betterhelp.com/badfriends. Oh, yeah. Tushy!
You know, Andrew, there's one thing in my life that, you know, when you try something, you go, where was this my whole life?
Like you, when I started
this with
you.
I've had a dirty asshole all my life.
Yeah, you have.
You know, and as soon as, first of all, Tushy is so affordable.
Yeah, it's extremely
under $100.
Yeah, you get a bidet. It's like $8,000 or
something.
Right.
Number one, two, you can just install it yourself.
Yeah, we did it. We installed it here.
We installed it. Number three, it's powerful. This Tushy is powerful. It goes right into the hole and it cleans it out. No, you know, toilet paper, it's obsolete almost.
Thing of the past.
It's a thing of the past.
Yeah, no, we both use Tushy. We have it. I have it at my house and here at the studio. And let me tell you something. If you don't have a butthole, stop listening. If you do, you're going to like this. Tushy cleans you right out.
If you don't have a butthole, you should get one.
You should get one.
Yeah.
Go find one.
You're probably backed up.
They're backed up.
Yeah.
There's no electricity, no additional plumbing. It's simple to use. And it cuts toilet paper use by 80%. You're saving the planet Earth. You don't even have to wipe. Honestly, I Tushy and I get in the shower. It feels so good. It's a simple bidet attachment. It's got a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. Tell them.
Get your butt clean. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off. This is a special offer for our listeners. It's going to go away. So go to hellotushy.com/badfriends for 10% off. hellotushy.com/badfriends.
Anyway, what did I say about the juices? My mind.
No, you really wanted to talk about the juice for some reason.
I know, but I was talking about.
It's good. Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's not good.
I swear to God, it's good.
Hey, do you know why? Because I have OCD. You know, I have what's that thing called?
OCD.
Not OCD.
You have ADD.
Hey, what's bigger, this or your mom's foot? What's bigger?
That.
Yeah. What is that? Is that an ice cream? Is that a chocolate chip cookie bar?
It's a chocolate chip
snickerdoodle bar.
Snickerdoodle bar. What is it?
Coffee cake. That's coffee cake.
You want some, Andrew?
No, baby.
You don't like sweets, huh?
I like. You know what's so funny? I'm savory over sweet. So is he. He's the same way. This guy will eat 14 fucking steaks, but he won't eat.
If I eat a cake, I will not eat the icing. I'll only eat the breading part. I hate icing.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it. What is it? I don't like it. It's pure sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Let me. Because yesterday my birthday, right?
Yesterday was your birthday.
But I want to say something else.
What did Rudy get you? Rudy, what did you get? Tito.
She gave me three cartridges for my Nintendo Switch.
49.
So can I just say something?
49 years old.
So you know, my therapist was like, you know, because you know I have a thing about not texting people back.
Yeah, it's the thing that we have together.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So So she's like, I think you should be able.
Happy birthday.
What do your therapists say, Bob?
I know, but let me just, can I just, fuck the therapist for a second, okay? I just want to look at you, dude. You know, when one's speaking, right? Especially the host of it, you know, right? And you do fucking, you know, that style of farting, right? Which is the worst style, right? It's ass, cheeks, clothes, probably a little sweat build up, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a little force going, right? For timing.
Yeah.
You are pushing a little bit too much.
You're pushing a little
bit. I hear it going.
I know farts because I've done it before. Right.
Well, if you're going to wear Lululemon pants, you might as well test them. They're $110.
That's true. So anyway, so let's go back to the thing.
My headphones are coming off, but I can't adjust them because I have chocolate on my hands.
Will you get him something from out there?
Can somebody come adjust my headphones?
So, my therapist is like...
What your therapist is...
But there was like, you know, you have a problem with testing, so you should text everyone back, thank you, when they say... You know, text you happy birthday, right?
I knew that's why you responded so fucking fast. I fucking knew it. Dude, I knew something was afoot.
Yeah, that was
when you responded immediately, I was like, something's up. Yeah,
but you should see my face doing it. You know what
Such
I mean?
Such a
I
piece like, of shit.
How many texts did you get, you think, happy birthday?
75.
Maybe 75 to 100.
I texted you happy birthday as well.
Yeah, did text back?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I didn't want to. But
no, I appreciate it.
But here's what she did. Now I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
I texted people. Thank you. Some of them I even did an extra word to make them feel like it's just not like,
I know what you said.
Thank you. Right. So it's like, you know, if it was like Candace Thompson, you know, she's a very funny comic. She texted me and I said, thank you, Ian. You know what I mean? Just to make a joke.
Yeah.
But half of the people I texted back then did another text back to me.
Because they're so fucking surprised.
Do I respond to that text as well?
Well, you
did. When does it end?
Here.
So it's like...
It's fine. I wrote, happy birthday, asshole. And you wrote, thanks, Red. He added one word.
Yeah, to make it more specific to you.
But right? I knew. Look at this. I texted you at 1:43. You texted me at 1:43. You texted me the same minute.
Because I'm my therapist.
Blew
right?
my
what did
fucking
I, what did
mind.
I say to you?
Okay. By the way, 1:43, that used to mean I love you when you had beepers. Remember that?
1:43
is I love you. 823 was thinking you. 8008 was boob. Remember that?
8085.
Boobs. So I said to Bobby Lee, I said to Bobby Lee, happy birthday, babe. And he wrote back, thanks, tits. And then I wrote, I do have tits. And then he just left it on red.
Right. So the third one was the one that was like, do I text even back? Because now I'm in a text chain with fucking 60 people. So there should be a rule that if you say happy birthday to somebody on a text, you know what I mean? And then the guy says, thanks. That should be it.
That's fine. I texted you something.
But that's not it.
No, it is it.
I know, but people don't think it's it, so then they keep going.
It depends on the relationship.
How's it going? And then you got to go, I'm not responding to that. I don't have to respond to that.
It's contextual, right? Like, you have a different relationship with some people. So some people that, okay, someone you don't know that well, right? So I text you, happy birthday, thanks, that's all I need. Someone who you're good friends with that you do know well, that knows you well, if they're going to engage more, then you engage more. That's how text works.
But a good friend, a good true friend that loves you, which I believe Andrew does.
He knows.
And I love you. I love you as well. Unconditionally, an unconditional text means I send happy birthday and I don't expect anything from you. Anybody who gets upset about why they're not responding to you does not love you unconditionally the way they you may think they do.
It's exactly what I
so
was saying.
So unconditional love is what you should seek. So really, you should only have that from
that's
a few
exactly
people.
What my,
and I believe
that,
you do.
You just hit it on the fucking head right there.
Yeah, you should have it from...
That you just... Bro, you just did it for me just now.
Values and metrics.
So what I want to tell you, dude, is that do you have unconditional love for me? And if so, right... If you text me and I don't text you back,
nobody loves you.
Don't
the way
act
I love
like
you.
A fucking biatch.
Because then it's not unconditional.
The way you've been acting like a fucking pussy biatchy, you.
Biatchy.
And he knows.
I love
and
it.
He knows.
I love doing that.
That like I want to throw this cake at his stupid fucking flat face.
Dude, throw it at him.
No, but if I do, because who's going to clean it up?
You're a pussy.
Us.
Oh yeah, because I got crumbs over here.
He'll never clean this up.
Really?
He goes back to his booger layer after this. He doesn't have to fucking do anything.
He's got a nice
so he knows if
booger
I throw this...
layer. Oh, I see. You're attacking now.
I am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you call me a bitch, so I'm going to attack you back. You little short,
kidding,
fat
dude.
Piece of shit. No, I'm not kidding. How about that? You fucking low-to-the-earth turd.
I love getting him. I get him there.
Because he knows. Yeah. I get so deep. He's one of the only people that gets me fucking actually like angry and annoyed.
Angry man.
I love it.
And you called him a low to the earth turd?
He's fucking.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, low to the earth.
He's a floater.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a fucking piece of shit. I love him. Why are you wearing a beanie? It's 92 outside.
I know, because I wanted to impress him. But the thing is that
he knew you were coming. He got really fucking excited, and I know he chose his outfit particularly because he wanted to impress you. That's what he did. Stand up and what are you wearing below? What are you wearing below?
Gray sweats? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but gray sweats because that makes your dick look big.
That's exactly
right. All the girls wear gray. All the guys wear gray sweats.
Gray sweats.
Your dick
that's
comes
a thing.
Out.
That's a thing. It is a thing.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Gray sweats. Gray sweats is a thing. Google it.
Absolutely, man.
Does my dick look big?
It, yeah. Thank Let me you. See. Yes.
See?
Stand up again. Stand up again. Let me see.
Yeah.
It's
the thing. Yeah. Yeah. I've touched penises before.
I've sucked one.
You never played sports, so you never saw other men's penises like that, though, huh?
Bro, that's so insulting that you say that.
Well, you never played sports.
Dude, I was on the junior varsity wrestling team in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. For 1 year.
No. I wrestled all through middle school. I was on the tennis team.
Middle school doesn't count.
In high school?
You played for 1 year in high school.
No, 3 years I was on the tennis team.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You played 3 years of tennis.
Yeah, dude, if you look at my early Instagrams, dude, I have photos of my high school yearbook.
How are you so unathletic now?
You have tennis hair right now, by the way.
Bro, I'm 49, you fucker.
I know.
This is what your body looks like.
No, this is what your body looks like.
No. All right, so I just want to say this.
No one's surprised that this is what you turned out to be.
So Tuesday, yeah. I shot a short film.
Appropriate.
Right? And I.
You would just call that a film.
Yeah, for you, it's just you shot something.
Yeah.
Go.
Does it feel good? I'm going to ask. Does it feel good to be tall?
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's not tall. He doesn't fucking know.
What?
He's not that good. Tall.
And then the fat little guy, Gook. What, the little guy, right?
You're yeah, FLG. Like,
yeah. right. You poke.
Roll Dahl wrote that one, too.
Yeah, you're like, does that feel good
the
to
BFG
you?
BFG and the huh? FLG. I'm like 5'8.5". He's your height.
How? You're 5'8.5"?
He's your height.
Oh, my bad. Does it feel good? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels good.
So I shot this thing with, it was just me and Vince Vaughn doing it, right?
Wow, that must
he's
have been
tall.
A juxtaposition, yeah.
Right? So he's tall.
That was like the movie fucking
his
Twins.
His stomach, right, is a little bulby.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking about like our age and how we metabolize men our age. Metabolize harder, right? How old are you?
I am. I turned 36 last
week. Yeah, you're a young man still.
Okay.
When you're 49, right, it's just harder to lose weight.
I believe
particularly when you eat pizza every day. And you don't exercise.
How's your cholesterol and blood pressure?
Through the fucking roof.
Is it no good? Is his cholesterol
roof,
and blood pressure no good?
Yeah. It's bad.
But you know what's interesting about Koreans and all Asians is no matter how out of shape you are, you can still squat all the way down where your asshole's just like a millimeter off the floor and smoke a cigarette. All Chinese and Asian men, all people from Asia can squat down really low and smoke cigarettes on their bricks.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Chris 100% believed you were Chinese. He was convinced. He was like, there's no way you're Korean. He doesn't believe it.
Yeah. I didn't believe it.
He doesn't. He needs proof. He thinks he's like, there's no way. He said all Asians are from China. He thinks everything branched from China. No one is originated from anywhere
just
but
like
China.
I believe all whites are from Germany.
I just want to say this.
Probably true.
To make an argument against that, the squatting and the smoking.
Yes.
Right? So before the Westerners took over fucking America, right, introduced them to like fast food and, you know, and our
before the Westerners took over America or Asia?
No, when the Westerners took over Asia, like in terms of your corporations going and cultural going in there, right?
Right, right.
You know, generally Asians were small,
right?
Still are.
I know, but all right, but no, because now the average height of a Korean, right, is what a male is like
5'4".
No,
5'5"?
5'8", 5'9".
Really? Okay. Do you have proof on that? Because I feel like it's about 5'5", 5'6".
It's just so insulting.
No, I'm being serious. I'll bring it up.
Can I just finish my point though?
I'm going to guess, by the way, I just want to put in a guess. I'm going to put in 5'7". 5'7". I'm going to put
average height of Korean male. 170 centimeters. That's tiny.
170?
That's like right here. That's like a little tiny.
Yeah, it's like a trophy. You look like a trophy.
What is that in feet?
170 centimeters in feet? I would say a one. What is a centimeter? 100 centimeters make an inch. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then 12 inches. 12 inches is a foot.
That's 5'5". 170 centimeters is 5'5".
All right.
I was fucking right, bitch.
All right, but Andrew.
Bitch.
But I'm
bitch.
Saying,
yeah.
Who's a bitch now?
Let me finish, though.
Please.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Let me finish. Right? But probably 20 years ago, the average height was probably 5'3".
less.
20 years?
All right, so what I'm just saying, though, and now we have Asian. Now we have Asians that are much taller. Like, if you look at Korean soap operas, whether they're 6 foot, 6'2".
Those guys are genetically modified. Exactly. Yao Ming was made in a lab.
Exactly. Yao Ming was made from the same lab. Yao Ming was made from the same fucking petri dish they made coronavirus in.
So Yao Ming is like a Franken chink.
Yeah.
Yao Ming Frankenchink.
Say it, clip it. He's
saying.
Let's bring it
Yao
back.
Yao Ming Frankenchink. Right. Yeah. So I'm regular.
That's what it is. Right, here, right. Here you go. Here.
But my point is this. But here's Yao Ming, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we could squat like that is because we're shorter dudes, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? But Yao Ming can't do that.
Yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't do that.
They all have, all the Asians have unbelievably loose hip flexor muscles. Because they need to get down to smoke cigarettes. It's part of what they need to do. Look at that. Look at how low he is. There's him and Bobby Lee right there.
Look at how low his ass hovers against the floor.
That's not what he's saying. Every human can do that.
No, they cannot.
No, but not like that.
Not like that.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Stand right there and do it.
Check that, all right?
Okay.
Right. You're looking at this, all right?
Yeah.
Yao Ming's going, go over there to the little girl.
Right.
And the little girl's going.
Yeah, hold the pose.
Are you Frankenstein? Right. He's like, I am. And before I destroy you, you go over there. Right. That's what he's doing. Go over there. Right. Right. But this, check this out. Right.
Yeah.
This is. He's not doing this.
Right.
My You know me down. Right. This is different. Then go over there.
Yeah, but it's still the same athletic muscles. Look at the ability to do that. Yao Ming can squat.
Even the fact that you could just do that.
Go all the way down.
No, dude, it's
There he is, smoking.
There it is,
there
smoking,
it is,
a
smoking
cigarette.
Against the magic.
And what's he saying? Dao Shi.
Chi Hu Di Shi.
Chi Hu Di Shi.
Look at Dwight Howard's arms. Jesus fucking
my
Christ,
God.
Dude.
Muggsy Bogues. Look at Muggsy Bogues. Michael Jordan used to call Muggsy Bogues a fucking midget. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
He used to talk shit like, take the shot, you fucking midget. And Muggsy Bogues in an interview was like, it was so upsetting. It was so emotionally scarring because Jordan would just call him a fucking midget with the T.
You see that? I was right.
Ugh.
Tiny men.
When you say midget,
mm-hmm.
does it feel, because you know they want you to change. They change.
He's saying what Jordan said.
I'm paraphrasing what Michael Jordan said. Yes. Because I would say.
But if Michael Jordan called somebody the F word, you know what I mean?
What's the F word?
Agate, without the F.
Mm-hmm.
With the F?
No, without the F. That's the word. So I don't get in trouble.
Oh, God, an agate.
Right? You wouldn't say, would you say that even in the.
What do I say what?
Let's say Michael Jordan called some other guy an agate. With
okay.
F, right?
Okay.
Would you have repeated that?
Would I have repeated that word?
Yeah.
If you were quoting him?
No, but that's because agates are real people and midgets aren't.
Oh, yeah. That's what? Different. They're half of people.
Half of people.
They're half
right.
of people. Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't have full social security numbers or full lives.
Right,
so,
right.
But the agates do, so then, you know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when they say.
Count to three.
1, 2, 3.
Oh my god!
Like when they say like if there's a helicopter
all right, that's the last
accident,
one, sorry.
Right? And there was two midgets, and they go four people die. I go, you know what I mean? I go three, whatever. Is that what you do? That's what I do in my mind. I go three people die.
Three people die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but what they can mistake you? People can mistake you for.
Oh my god!
Sorry.
Oh, no, fuck you. That's fuck
I
you.
I eat the chocolate cake. Chocolate cake.
I can't
oh
smell it at
god.
All.
Oh my god! Oh my god! It's going my way. I don't know why.
I'm
I
sorry.
Like
I can't smell it.
Yeah, I know.
Do you ever fart on the podcast? I apologize if I did.
He does fart. And
I was eating sushi before with a fork.
When he
and
farts,
it makes
I fucking
fart.
Lose
Only
it.
When I eat the sushi with a fork, I fart. With a chopper sticks, I don't fart.
Dude, I swear to...
Bobby, I'm sorry.
No, come sit down.
No, I can't do it.
Sit down.
It smells so fucking bad, dude.
Deal with it.
I'm sorry.
He lifted the cheek on my side.
He did.
I'm sorry, Bobby, because I ate chocolate cake.
It does smell.
And
I had
salmon with a fork, and I apologize. Sushi
salmon?
With a fork. Sushi with a fork. I apologize. I'm
sit
sorry.
Down.
I swear to God that won't happen again. I realize I'm a guest on the show, and I apologize. No, I apologize.
Do it to him on his side.
I can't smell or taste anything. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
But my Lululemon pants, there will be no holes.
I haven't been able to smell or taste for the past like three days. I can't smell anything.
Are you serious? You really can't smell?
I can't taste anything either.
Oh, right.
That's one of the symptoms.
No, yeah. It's not.
Smell. It's not.
Smell is.
And taste.
You can't smell or
taste. Shit.
And you fucking, when we were doing Whiskey Ginger, you were like, I told you had like that little like, with the little striations in the lungs. Mm-hmm. I told you when I was a physical therapist, I used to see people like that. And I don't think you have COVID, but I remember like the cough. I was like, that's coming from the center of the chest.
Fuck.
Yes.
Maybe you're just depressed. You seem depressed.
I am.
Yeah, you seem it.
Because of you.
Okay, here we go.
No, I'm serious. You do make me depressed most of the time.
What about? Does it make you depressed? Let me just ask, okay? Just out of nowhere. Like, does a man do this to another man? He's about to get mad. Look at him. He just sits up breathing, right?
Unconditional love. Remember
the
same thing.
So in our merchandise, what shirt do you like? And then I don't respond. Hey, buddy, yellow, blue, or green, buddy. Right?
I didn't say buddy.
Or whatever. Right?
I said, which shirts do you like for the show, for merch for the show?
And I go, I don't care. Yeah. Come on, buddy, pick one.
Yeah, pick one.
No.
If Giannis was like, hey, what shirts do you like? Would you be like, I don't care? Or would you go, I should put in my fucking input?
But if you didn't care, would you say you don't care?
If Giannis texted me and said, what merch do I like? What merch do I like?
I gave you options, and it's like you got to pick them.
If he sent me that text, the first text I'd say back is say, do whatever you want, egg it. And then I leave him on red for the rest of the day.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, man.
It gets you crazy.
You know what?
It gets you crazy.
You're right.
Yeah. You're right. See what you're doing right there?
No. You're right.
See, I love that.
I'm like a fucking dad, and when the kid is here, I'm not going to say what I want to say. And when the kid leaves, then mom's going to fucking get it. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. When the little boy goes off to school, little mommy's going to fucking get it.
It's insane. It's crazy.
I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
It's crazy.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you, you little bag of rice. I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of you.
And then what do they go racist?
Right.
The first thing they go is racist.
You go racist against me all the time.
What? How?
You talk bad about white people. What, you can't be racist?
Oh, really? The fucking oppressor? I can't talk about that oppressor?
I'm not the oppressor.
In a free market?
I'm not the oppressor.
Huh?
I'm not the oppressor.
Look at the oppressors like a bitchy now. Just oppress and just take it.
Well, okay. I oppress and you shut up. Yeah, you shut up. You shut up or I'll send you back.
See, that's the thing really
Andrew,
to do.
You know
you'll be right back on a boat.
What race are you?
Italian.
He's Italian.
But from the south.
I thought I could find some solace, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey, right, hombre? You know what I mean? But he's like, I'm Italian.
He does look Mexican.
He looks Mexican to me.
Yeah,
My daughter's Puerto Rican, so you can say that stuff to me. Because
How's
I have,
your daughter Puerto Rican?
Because I had said my balls do Zumba. I had sex with a spicy Latina 5 years ago. Yeah,
is that your wife now or no?
No, not my wife, but I think soon to be. We're back together, and it's been great. I was Chrissy co-parents for a while, but now I'm back in the house.
Oh, good.
So just waiting to get killed through domestic violence.
Well, are you gonna move out here or no?
Mm-mm.
No, yeah, fucking
never. No. I'm gonna stay in New York.
Yeah, not now.
I'm gonna stay in New York. I like it here. It's been on fire since I've been here for a week.
Is it better today?
Well, it just goes, I mean, it keeps going on fire, and, you know, you start to wonder why, and, you know, Jesus, I think, is sending a message.
Yeah, he's saying something. He's saying something.
Interesting. Yeah.
You would never, what if you got a big show out here, you would never move to L.A.?
I don't want to say now. I just can't go too far from my daughter, even now being away from her for just a week and have to
No,
be
would you move the family?
I would move the family. If they all came with me, I don't care where we'd go. But if you ask me, I do like to be close to like the water, like the Atlantic Ocean. I like being close to the Atlantic Ocean, and I like being near Puerto Ricans, and that's New York City.
What's a better ocean, the Atlantic or Pacific? I would say Pacific.
I like the Atlantic Ocean better because I'm sexually attracted to fishermen.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Because when I think of Atlantic, like I think of like, you know, the very, very the Matthew
Perry?
No, the you know, the Godzilla with the Matthew guy who killed the woman in England.
Matthew
killed the woman in England?
Yeah, Matthew, yeah. Matthew.
He got drunk, he killed a woman in England, and then he went out, he also was married to the Sex and the City lady.
Matthew
Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. Yes. That Godzilla. I had to go that way to get there.
I got you.
Right. So I don't know if he did. I don't know if he killed somebody. I heard.
Yeah, what are
you talking
about?
I didn't know he was in Godzilla.
He was Godzilla.
What do you mean?
No. He was Godzilla.
Oh, Matthew Broderick played Godzilla?
After my point, though, mm-hmm. Right? Look up if Matthew Broderick killed somebody.
He did?
He did. Yeah.
In real life, you're saying, or in a movie?
Oh, he hit somebody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hit them with a car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, it's like when Brandy, remember Brandy did that too? She goes, oopsie, whatever.
And she killed somebody.
What is it? Fucking Caitlyn Jenner, same thing, right?
Caitlyn Jenner did kill someone.
On August 5th, 1987, when driving a rented BMW 316 in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland, Broderick crossed the wrong lane, collided head-on with a Volvo. The driver, Hannah Gallagher, 28, and her mother, Margaret Doherty, 63, were both killed instantly. He later forgave Broderick amid plans to meet him in 2003.
Okay, there you go.
He got forgiven.
I know, but you think that weighs on you?
No,
yes,
not at all.
I do. No. I think if you kill somebody, yes.
Not if you're rich enough.
If you did, he still lays in bed.
If you got enough money, he doesn't care anymore. He paid the family.
I don't think that's true, dude.
Mark Wahlberg killed somebody too, they say.
I don't think that's true.
No, of course it's not true. Yes, it fucked with his head probably for a long, long time.
Yeah, it affects every aspect.
But not Caitlyn Jenner, because fucking Caitlyn Jenner paid them off and then got a sex change and then the thing went away. Do you know about that?
No.
Fucking, he killed someone on the PCH when he was still Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Killed someone on the PCH and then paid them $250,000 and it went silent. Then he became a woman and got time woman.
Do you think then that is the reason? Do you think I think it helped
speed up the transition.
In an effort to hide his identity, that's why he became Caitlyn, because of the crash?
I think it helped speed up.
In the movies, they dye their hair. I mean,
right.
Yeah. I think it helped sped up the transition, though. He killed someone and then not too long after was fucking. I don't think that was the catalyst, but I do think it. I do think he wanted to get the fuck away from
the
accident,
right,
and turn the attention to something else, and be like, "Oh, that didn't happen. Fuck that."
Now, if you have children, would you allow them to get a sex change?
If I have a kid and they say I want to be a boy and they're a girl,
yes,
I'll say sure. When I'm fucking dead,
right, right.
No, yeah. I'd say, when you're a grown-up.
When you're a grown-up,
yeah,
right.
Not when you're a kid.
I think, yeah, because if before 18, they shouldn't, yeah, you can't, you can do that, you should legally be allowed to do that, but you, as the father, have to also get a sex change with the child. That's what I believe.
Both parents? Both parents?
Both parents, then, yeah.
Swap.
They have to swap. Actually, yeah, that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
you
gotta
swap. If you're going to allow to get your child to get a sex change, then the mom takes the dad's dick, and then I'll cut some fat off my ass and make a pussy. Oh, cut some fat off her ass and make a pussy. And then if we like comfortable in our bodies for a year and our child's under 18, then they're allowed to then get a sex change. If my daughter right now is 5 years old. If that's what she wants, if she's listening, in 13 years old, then she can have my...
You don't do that.
I'm going to get my penis.
You would never do that.
Yes,
that's crazy.
I'll take the warts off.
Well, what?
I'm going to be really honest.
Yeah, be honest.
If my daughter was 18, she goes, "Dad,
that's your daughter."
Yeah. Like, don't do that with your voice anymore.
Yeah,
it freaks me out. Daddy? All right, Dad, I'm going to do the sex change operation. Now, socially,
yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah,
I would have to go because I'm a liberal. I'd have to go.
You're a hardcore fucking lefty.
Yeah, and we have a word for that. Agate.
Right. I would have to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are the procedures? What's the next step?
Right.
And then she would go through the transition. But the whole time, do I have to be like, yay?
Yes.
If you want to work in television and film, yes.
Or can I go?
It's just what the truth is.
I wish that this wasn't the case. I think that's what would enter my. Jokes aside.
Okay, y'all know.
In my head, I'd just be like, you know, I don't want this. For some reason, I'm not really fully on board. But I think I have to be socially so, and that's what she wants. So I just, is that all right for me to say?
Sure, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. If she's an adult, who cares? If your daughter's an adult and she's like, I'm getting a sex change, why would you even fucking care anymore? She's an adult. She can do whatever she wants.
Would you care, though, deep down inside? There would be no question?
No. Why would...
So then I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. If my kid's a grown-up and says, I'm going to do something, I go, good luck. You're fucking not...
You would really do that.
If she's a grown-up, if she's an adult that makes decisions and is out doing being an adult, yeah, what the fuck? If she's fucking 9 and is like, I want a penis, I'd be like, well, let's talk about it in 9 years.
Because Juliana's 18. Right?
I know. If she wants to get a penis, go. Who cares?
I would support it. I have a 5-year-old daughter. So I would allow her, if she came up to me tomorrow and was like, I think I'm a boy, I want to start dressing like a boy, I would allow that. I would allow that.
Dressing like
allow her to have any type of operation until she's 18 and has been living comfortably in that body. And if she's like, I'm now making my own choices, I would say, then you have to do what you'd like to do.
But my son's not playing softball.
He's not. No.
Yeah.
No.
I crossed the line at that.
Yeah. He won't.
I don't want to play softball. If you don't fucking play baseball.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. Just smaller ball.
Same thing. Yeah.
Smaller ball. That's it. Just practice on the tinier one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd let the kid do whatever they want when they become a grown up. But you don't let your kid do anything on their own.
Mm. Yeah, she can't do anything. Yeah, my daughter wants to do all types of crazy shit. I won't let her do it. But
what's the craziest shit she asked you to do?
So far, right now, heroin.
What did you say?
I said...
How do you shut that down?
I told her that, you know, she shouldn't do it. And that if she wants to do it, she's going to have to do it when she's with her mother. She can't do it with me. And then her mother gave it to her.
When your kid's old enough, and she goes, Daddy, did you ever do drugs? What do you say?
The God's honest truth is I never have done drugs.
Nothing.
I swear on everybody, not once in my life. I smoked a little weed once.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing I've ever done.
You've never been drunk? Have you been drunk?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been drunk. Yeah. So if you want to count that as a drug, yes, I've been drunk.
He means no weed, no coke, no fucking ecstasy.
No, I've smoked weed 5 times in my life. Never, I did an edible once in my life. Never did any cocaine, mushrooms, heroin, nothing, nada, zero.
Wow.
Nothing, nothing.
No, but he'll have a couple of drinks. Flonase
and shit like that.
I've met comics like him before. They exist.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I drink. Yeah,
Mencia used to be like that.
No, but he drinks. Mencia didn't even drink, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he still likes to have a couple of sodas.
I'll have some drinks. I'll have some pops.
It's just so weird to me.
Buffy
is my favorite. Thank you for Buffy, by the way. That's the one good thing, aside from the birthday cake, which is cheap, but Buffy is the most high class thing that you've ever bought me.
That was the nicest thing
because,
I've ever given
you. Yeah, because the cake sucked. But the thing is that when I take the fucking Buffy, right, it is the most comfortable blanket I've ever had.
The comforter, Buffy is the most comfortable comforter you've ever had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I gave it to you and you appreciate me.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's soft temp. It's a linen fabric. It comes with all this easy breeziness. It's softer than cotton. It's more durable. It's better for the environment. It absorbs 5 times more CO2 from air than trees.
Yeah, it's
naturally resistant
too.
To pets.
It's just soft and cooler.
Dude, I've never ever sweat since I've had a Buffy.
Yeah.
I swear to God in my life, I used to sweat in everything. Now that I've got this, I never sweat at night. So if you are like me.
You're missing out, man. You got
to
get one.
You have to get one. We both have it. We both use it. It's definitely worth a try. It's good for the environment, and it's soft on your skin. And by the way, here's the best part about Buffy. You don't like it. You don't like it. Send it back, okay? You don't like it. Just send it back. That's how easy it is. They guarantee you're going to love it. For $20 off your Buffy purchase, visit buffy.co and enter the code BADFRIENDS. $20 off your Buffy purchase to sleep like a prince or princess. $20 off your Buffy purchase. Visit Buffy.co and enter the code BADFRIENDS.
Liquid IV. Oh, I love this stuff.
I do too.
I know. I use it and it's like flavorful. It's like you add it to your water and it's just much. It's even more. It's like water 2.0.
It's water.
It's water.
It's ultimate hydration. A lot of people don't stay hydrated through the day. And honestly, if you just grab your favorite water bottle and you want to get into the habit of drinking more water, put Liquid IV in your water already. It makes it taste better and makes you want to drink more of it, and it's better for you.
They also have, I don't know what they call it, but they have a sleeping one, dude, that helps you sleep.
Well, they have the immunity booster. They have better sleep. They have energetic workout
ones. The better
sleep
one, dude, I swear, man, I use it and I fall asleep, and it's not, you know, it works. It's instant.
So you like the nighttime. I like the daytime.
I don't like daytime.
I like the energy boost because I like to put it after I chug coffee in the morning when I'm working. Then I'll drink a bunch of water and I'll put Liquid IV in there. One serving, it's the same hydration as drinking 2 or 3 bottles of water alone. So you don't have to keep chugging. You put a few in there and you're good for the day. What makes it good is cellular transport technology, CTT. You can look it up. It's actually very safe, effective. It's wonderful for you. And these people are donating $2.3 million in savings response to COVID-19, so they're doing the right thing.
The right thing.
During a tough time. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco or Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the Bad Friends code at checkout. 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code
Bad Friends.
Bad Friends at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code is Bad Friends.
I played basketball in high school and college, and I always, you know, we get thrown off the team for that. And also, I was always worried it would, like, fuck with my heart. Somehow. Oh. But now I've just been,
like,
you know,
Len,
but now I
Len bias or something.
Yeah. But now my cholesterol and everything is through the roof because I eat like shit. So I'm
You're
fucked
not,
with my
it's
heart
not
anyway.
That bad, is
it's
it?
My cholesterol and blood pressure is high. Donnie was in the room with me when the doctors
really?
Came to give me a COVID test and the blood pressure is too high, baby. So I'm going to have to go on blood pressure medication.
Wait, is stroke running your family?
Mm-mm.
What about diabetes?
No stroke, no heart attack. My dad's diabetic, but he's a fat muffin.
Yeah, but you might be pre-diabetic.
No, my blood sugar, my A1C, which is the main factor, it's 5.2, so that's fine.
I'm on blood pressure medication.
Yeah, you are? For how long?
For about a year.
Yeah?
I need to be on it.
What was the blood pressure at its highest reading? What was the...
I don't know what the number is.
Top number, bottom... The doctor told you have to go.
The doctor, like, trembled. People trembled in the room.
Really?
Yeah. When they did it, they go, and they couldn't. They almost dropped the thing.
You know why? Right. One day we were doing the show and he had ordered 10 Lou Malnati's deep dish pizzas and he ate them every single day until the next show we did the following week.
Yeah.
And then I told him, baby's got to stop. And then he did.
When's the last? Okay, we have 6 Lou Malnati pizzas in the freezer, right?
There's one here at work.
Yeah, right.
There's one here at the studio.
I will not eat them.
Right.
When's the last time I ate it?
Last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Last 2 weeks.
What do you have you taken your blood pressure since?
No, but dude, last night, here's what happens. I know when my blood pressure is high is when, like, my neck hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Look at her laughing. She knows what
Jules.
So it's for 2 weeks. You know, I haven't been eating pizza and whatnot, right?
Yes.
2 weeks, no pizza?
No.
2 weeks? Because,
yeah. Ask her.
What have you been eating?
I'll go to like Tender Greens and get a salad.
Very good.
Right? Or do I not do that? Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
You're acting like Ali Sheedy from The Breakfast Club today. I don't like it. All right? And I'll go to Creation and only drink juices.
$40
all day,
juice, right? Yeah.
$40 juice. Last night, you know, no big deal. I was playing. And,
did you have some cake for your birthday?
Yeah, a little bit. I was playing video games. I have the headphones on.
Yeah.
And my brother and I were, you know, we're in a house and we could hear footsteps coming in, right? And we're scared, right? I'm like, Steve, wait, flank him, right? And I'm upstairs with the gun, right? Mm-hmm. We already had a loadout, right? So I have my loadout, right? I'm, you know, my point, right? All of a sudden here is, happy birthday, right? And literally, right? My fucking neck clinked like that. And then and my left arm came numb. And I almost had a fucking stroke. I turn around. Is these fucking little fucking island gooks? Sneaky little island gooks like they did in fucking Platoon.
Yeah.
Right? In Platoon, the Ho Chi Minh, right? Remember? Yeah. Right. They dig holes. They live in a tree for 3 weeks with a banana and a fucking handgun.
Banana's
that's
good.
That's why they won the fucking war.
Banana's good to lower blood pressure.
Yeah, I know. But but that's how they won, these little fucking little fuckers, right?
Yeah.
They know where all the holes are.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They'll just hide in a hole for fucking a month. Right? And then when somebody comes, they snatch them.
She put it on Instagram. Didn't you guys put that up on Instagram, the video?
Right. I almost had a fucking stroke. So, you know, when I get, you know... What are you doing?
Go, I'm going to show everyone the nice video of you almost having a heart attack. Oh, yeah, this is real. Yeah. No, but go ahead. Say it. You almost had a stroke. Did you
I almost
around?
Had a fucking stroke, dude. And I looked at Kalila. I go, you can never do that again.
Right.
I could fucking die.
Right.
But you could. You weren't going to die.
You weren't going to die, though.
Dude, I know, but I could have a stroke.
No, but the chances of you as a 49-year-old with having a stroke or a heart attack is low, even with high blood pressure.
Yeah,
it's all preventative. They want you to go on the medication now to prevent something happening when you're 50s or 60s.
Well, that's why I've been taking it. I take it every day. Yeah.
Wait, but you're not. Oh, well, your dad did die of a stroke.
Dude, all my family members, have had strokes and they've been paralyzed from the neck down.
They smoke cigarettes, though? Cigarettes is big.
I smoke too.
Oh, you smoke too? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I told you about my grandmother. For 25 years, she never left the house.
Right.
And, then, you know, I told you about the welts and stuff.
Didn't you have a grandmother, too, who got run over by a tank or something? What was that story?
Oh, fuck.
You told me that on Tiger, Belly.
Yeah. I had an aunt, you know what I mean, who was run over by a military. Oh, there it is.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday!
Dressed like Freddy Krueger.
Happy birthday to you!
Oh, it's so funny. I like at the end, the last part, when they just still look at his face. Right here at the end.
I can watch
Happy
this.
Happy birthday to you.
I would have came at the end and hit him with a fucking wiffle ball bat.
Look at his face.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man. That's so
birthday,
fucking
buddy.
Funny to me, dude. You're going to be fine.
You'll be fine.
Do you have an insurance policy on yourself, by the way? Do they have an insurance policy on you? Because if they fucking kill you, they're going to get paid. Is there any money to be had? Or is it just savings?
Well, Kalila said that. Kalila said that if we have a baby,
yeah,
that she needs her to be on the will.
She needs to be on your will. Yeah, of course, because she's going to raise your child.
Yeah.
I got a life insurance policy. If I die, my kid's mom will get it all.
How much is your life insurance policy for?
$2 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did that tell you you're worth a lot?
Did I tell you about the blowjob she gave me a couple weeks ago?
No.
Oh.
Go on.
I don't know if I should. Well, I don't know if this is a problem, but I can ask a question.
Yeah.
So she likes this actor. What's the actor that she likes?
Who?
It's like some Hispanic actor that she likes.
Michael Pena?
No. If it's him, I'd kill myself.
Fluffy?
No.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah. So anyway, I go. We were hooking up, and I go, blow me. I go, blow me like that actor, the guy that you liked, right? And she did things that she's never done before to my dick.
Because she pretended you were who?
Some other actor, right?
Oh, I want to know who it is.
She lifted the shaft and she started licking my balls, right? And then she spit on it and she was like sucking on the head. Like, I was like, and I go, stop! I go, stop doing it like that! And then I got mad. I go, you do it better for the other guy?
Yeah.
Of course.
But that's okay. But that should be okay in a healthy sexual relationship.
Fantasy. You don't ever think she's somebody else.
Yeah, don't do it. I want those moves too.
You just got them.
You got, exactly.
Yeah, but as for me.
No, well, you're not you anymore.
Yeah.
You're not you anymore. You've been together too long.
Because if I'm eating out a girl today, do it like Natalie Portman. I wouldn't go and do, you know what I mean, spit and do the whole fucking thing. You know what I mean?
You'd sit and have a conversation with her. She's Natalie Portman. She's Natalie an award-winning
yeah.
actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Do you ever visualize she's somebody else?
Or when I'm in my mind, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you do it?
You have to.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
You have to.
What do you mean? Yeah. Once you've had sex with your significant other enough,
dude,
your absolutely. Mind has to make up that there's something else.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
We do role playing.
Oh, you do? What role play?
I'll say it and then I'll see if it's okay to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if it's okay.
Hold
on. We do camp stuff.
Like you're camping?
No, like we're at a summer camp.
What, like she's a counselor and you're a student? No shit.
Dope.
What is her name? Does she have a counselor name?
No, I just call her Counselor Kalila.
You're like, Counselor Kalila?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, yes, little boy. How old are you in this fantasy?
Are you Jewish? Do you put on a yarmulke?
Okay. Is it Jewish summer camp?
But I have asthma like Jewish people do.
I have psoriasis like a Jew.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
no dairy. Go ahead.
So I, yeah, I'm a kid.
You're a little boy, and you're, what happened? Did you be bad? Were you bad
by
the lake?
Look at her. Is it uncomfortable?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Do you want her out? She can get out of the room while you tell this nasty story.
It's not nasty.
Well.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll go like.
Did you get in trouble by the lake? What did you do?
Huh?
What did you do, bad boy?
She's like, come here, Timmy. She'll give me a name.
Timmy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I go, what did I do wrong? I'll do a voice.
Yeah.
We're like, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I told you, you know, to put away the equipment, and you didn't put away the equipment.
Right. You left the balls out.
No, but I know I was playing with Johnny and the boys. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll go like, yeah, but when I say something, so let take your pants off. You need a spanking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go, okay. Right, and I'll slowly, right? Meanwhile, like, when she sees the underwear, it's just already, right?
Hard as a rock.
I like it, right?
Yeah.
Do you have on little boys' underwear for
of
the
course.
Fantasy?
Of course.
Yeah,
I only
have tidy whities. So,
one pair.
And it's one pair. There's a brown streak, and it's only wet in the tip. It's a tip. There's a tip there. That's wet, yeah. So, and then she'll go, lay on your back. I'm going to give you a spanking, right? And I'll go, I'll lay on my back, but how can you spank me if I'm on my back? Right?
Right.
She goes, you're clever, Timmy. Right? And she goes, you know your magic stick? I go, you mean my pee-pee? Your magic stick. And I go, my pee-pee. Right? Yeah, take out your pee-pee. What are you going to do? I'm scared.
Oh.
I would say that.
You scared?
Right. I'm scared. Right?
Yeah.
And then she,
okay.
You know what I mean? Let me kiss it like a lollipop. I'm already coming.
Sure.
I mean, the juices are just like, you know what I mean? It's like bubbling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like little fucking cum bubbles.
That's hot.
Right, right.
That is hot.
That's
but then
fucking
it's
hot.
Like, you know what I mean? But then it turns into, well, I'm Timmy and she's on top of me, mm-hmm. right? She'll go, she'll switch it up, which is I don't like.
She's like, I'm Mark now.
No, something like that. She'll go like, you know, what do you like it, Mark or Frank? So I have to play a different character.
Oh, she wants you to switch.
Wow.
Me.
Right, wow. Right. So like she's now fucked everyone at the camp.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like she's like a serial.
She's like, run a train on me.
But now it turns into like very aggressive.
Right.
Right. Where like I've already, now I'm Mark and I've already heard the rumors. Right?
Right.
So you know what she's been up to.
I knew all the things, and I don't want to because maybe I'm gay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns into me trying to get.
Not maybe.
Yeah. What?
Not maybe.
Yeah.
No, we are.
Does she choke you? Does she ever choke you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. I'm so
I
sorry.
Was a little upset with you. I was a little hypocritical of your fantasy when you were Timmy and all that and Andrew. That's why Andrew and I were looking at each other because the fantasy, even though he was just talking so much shit about us, his fantasy. I was presuming was he was acting like he was white because
yeah.
Like Timmy Frank until he said I scared then I knew he was Chinese in the fantasy.
No, you got it wrong.
What?
I am white
in the fantasy.
In the fantasy, I'm white. Right, right.
And what is she? Is she white in the fantasy too?
She's Colombian. Is that white?
Oh yeah. No,
Colombian.
It's not. It's
no
not.
Colombians
yeah.
are Latina. Latinx.
Latina, yeah.
Despacito.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Biden.
She has like a mustache, a little mustache.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I love a hairy.
She's a guy. You know that in the scene.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, she's a girl. And and then like I scared. Don't. Oh, bro. He just. When I say I scared, right? It's like you know, not Asian. it's just a kid playing around, you know what I mean, with his accent a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Right, so it's that's what it is.
So it is a white kid. Do you have Do you have fantasies of being a little white boy? Like often?
I've had fantasies like that, yeah.
Do you ever fantasize of being not white?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Of course.
I call those nightmares.
Exactly, dude.
I did this gig once.
I had I had a fantasy that I wasn't so pale one time. I've had fantasies that I was when my wife and I, when we have sex, we role play.
Really?
Yeah, but it's nothing like that. It's what always small happiness victories, you know? It's like we'll be fucking and she'll be like, I paid for the new water heater, and I'll be like, oh, you fucking bitch. She's like, ooh, and I'm going to fix the drawer. I might paint the bathroom by myself without your help. Ooh, and she's like, ooh, and I'm going to cook and clean, and I'm not going to say anything. And I'm like, ooh, yeah. And she's like, and then also, I invited a bunch of my friends over to just hang out with us. I'm like, oh, yeah. And she's like, and then you can just, like, leave the country forever and go live somewhere else.
And then Bobby Lee's next.
And Bobby Lee comes in next.
Yeah.
I don't ever do fantasy stuff. I just imagine. I know she thinks I'm Tom Hardy. She wishes I was Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
That's her fucking
you
fantasy.
You never watch porn and do it?
We'll watch porn and fuck. That's fun. Yeah.
But I watch porn and then she just blew me.
Yeah.
But the first time as an adult, I slept in a white person's house was I used to do these back in the 90s. I used to do these NACA.
Yeah, the college thing.
The college thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So you would go to like the regional thing, right?
Did you ever do NACA?
I did.
Did you ever go do colleges?
I did.
How many?
Whenever I did NACA 2016 or something like that, I got like 30 of them.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's what I did. I did one in Indiana.
You made real money.
Illinois, Indiana. So I had to go to Illinois and Indiana for a whole year, right, and do all the schools, right?
That's fucking incredible.
But they would book you in clumps, so they would go like, all right, so Bobby's going to play this school in Muncie, and then he's going to go here, right? But 2 days here, we're not going to fly him back home, right? So he has to stay somewhere. So they had me at a faculty old man's house and his wife. And they lived in a wooden house, right, crickety. And they go, so young man, bedtime's at 10, and you're sleeping in the attic. I didn't even know what an attic was.
Weren't you like 30 years old when you were doing this?
Oh, yeah. So I go for two – I had no car, right? And they also lived nowhere near anything else. So it was like the wooden house and just snow.
Oh, creepy.
Oh,
you were in Get Out.
Yeah, snow, right?
You were in Get Out.
And then I just remember smelling things that I've never smelled before.
Like foods?
No, it's
cabbage.
White people's houses smell like baseball glove mitts.
Oh, love it. Oh,
right?
I love it. Oh, God. Right? Oh, I love that.
In combination with some sort of coffee-esque.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
And then
Yes.
And then some sort of like, you know, pumpkin spice.
Yes.
A pumpkin, yeah.
Always
like a hint, right? A pumpkin spice in the air, right?
Always.
Pumpkin.
Right? And then everything's, you guys creak. Love to creak.
Well, we like creaky floors.
Creaky floor.
Well, I don't know if you do it with your mind or if you do it with your fucking body, right? But you guys love to make
Well, because we believe in ghosts.
You know what I mean?
So we like creaky stuff.
To freak us out, yeah.
Well, because we believe in ghosts. There's only ghosts are white. There is no Asian ghosts. They don't, you know what I mean? It's ours.
And then what's up with
You look like a ghost.
Thank you.
Yeah, quilts.
We like quilts.
What the fuck is a fuck you and the quilt?
We love quilts.
Well, we love the Amish. You know what's a great thing too? It's called a quillow. I used to have a quillow. It's a quilt inside a pillow.
Oh, so yeah.
Shout out the Amish people.
I just remember I don't go to bed till I've always been like that, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
So mind you, and I'm starving. You can't go to the kitchen before 10. You know what I mean?
What?
After 10. Yeah. So then I'm like starving, 3 in the morning, no money, right? In a dark attic with a quilt, it's freezing, right? Trembling, right? And like you start thinking things like, should I just get out of the business?
Why didn't you go downstairs and just get food?
They wouldn't let you. They had like a rule that you couldn't.
And
do
you didn't want to creak.
I don't want to creak. Also, I don't know. I don't want to.
Don't you have those little
white people?
What about Bobby, those little shoes? Those little tiny shoes that tie your feet. Don't you bind your feet? Don't you guys bind your feet at night to make your toes smaller?
Yeah.
Isn't
How did you eat? Did you bring your own chopsticks or did you just use their utensils? How do you eat so much pizza with chopsticks?
You didn't want to go downstairs. You want to get out of the business. But then what? What woke you up to stay in the business, huh? The money? The checks?
Bobby, close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Count to three.
We're just kidding.
That's so racist.
I'm just kidding.
That's
I'm just kidding.
That's the most racist thing I've ever heard.
That's the most racist thing you've ever heard?
When I'm my eyes are obviously closed, right?
And then oh, Chris now they, goes, oh, they're open.
He goes, close your eyes, right?
I can't tell.
You really couldn't tell?
Well, okay, close them now. Let me see. Oh, yeah, no, not really.
Can't really fucking tell. The first thing, yeah. They didn't even know. The people in Indiana didn't even know you were Asian, probably. They just thought you had allergies or something.
Like it's hay fever season.
Yeah.
No, but can I ask you, Bobby, though, yeah. Why didn't you just go? Because, you know, I understand at that point, you know, I know there was some money to be made. But so why didn't you just stay in like a Ramada or like a bullshit hotel instead of the white people, weird white people's homes?
Because, you know, back then I had such little money
But you had the college books.
But they controlled everything. Yeah, but back then they controlled everything.
Well, they didn't send you the money right away and all that.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Imagine having no money in your bank account and you're relying on these checks but these checks you won't get for another four fucking months.
I understand.
It's a terrible way to live. And it's like, at the time, you know, I had no choice. And then the gigs were terrible. You know, you bit down those gigs.
Sure.
You also feel scared to not do what they tell you to do.
Absolutely.
So you're like, if they told me I have to stay with these old fucking weirdos, I have to. Because if I don't, they'll go, you're never working again. We're going to make sure that you don't. You know, that's the fear in your head is like, well, I'll just play by their fucking rules and I'll just do what they ask me.
Right.
Dude, for years, I never asked for a better room. You know when they like check in at the beginning and they put you in a hotel next to like the fucking dumpster in the basement next to like the elevator?
Sure.
And I used to just be like, I can't ask for a new room because I didn't pay for it and fucking they'll tell me to go fuck myself. And then finally you get the confidence to be like, hey, can I not sleep near where the janitor masturbates at night? Like I don't want to be in the fucking crowded weird corner of the hotel. And they're like, oh yeah, you just have to ask.
Right.
But you're nervous back then. You don't want to fucking
even now
ruin the relationship.
You ask now? I didn't ask.
I would ask now.
Fuck yes.
What do you ask now?
But it just comes from a place. But I only started doing those things when I had my daughter because I started a lot of self worth came when I became a father because I would start to say, well, I need to feel good about myself and justify leaving her for X amount of time. So if I'm going to be away from her, what helps me feel better about myself is if I'm ultimately comfortable, and that's why I would upgrade the room. So I would never introspectively look at myself until I had a daughter.
Right, but at the comedy club, do you like if there's something not right with it, would you say something?
Yes, and I wouldn't stay in the condo anymore just because I'd say
I don't do condo.
I'd rather not do the gig than do the condo. And it's not a I think I'm so good thing.
Let's
just
say I'm a club owner, right?
Yes,
and you're headlining, right?
Yes,
and I say to you, you come in, I go, hey Chris, big fan, love the Hayayana.
Yeah.
Podcast. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah. Great.
We love it. And that Punjab, what's this, the guy, hairy guy that you do it with?
He's oh, wow.
Alfie?
Yeah.
Alfie.
Yeah, yeah. He's Turkish. Yeah.
Very funny guy.
Yeah.
Is he Punjab or?
Yeah, Yanni Smallheads.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's no green room because, you know, during the day we do this, you know, we do a one man show, you know? Todd McGivens is doing a one-man show.
He's fucking so funny.
So funny. He's doing a one-man show about his trauma and how he was molested by pygmies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, Bobby Lee doesn't act just like that.
Yeah.
And then I walked the fucking Italian guy.
Well, no, because, yeah. He's pro-pygmy.
Yeah, so, and then he goes, anyway, so there's no green room, and it's weird. It's like you do great numbers for us. Thank you so much. But we don't really have any water for you. So if you can go across the street and go to the and just go get yourself some water if you want some.
Right.
No but green so, room and you get your own water.
Yeah, but we have a hallway where next to the bathroom. So just we have a couch there. You can just hang out there.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Initially, I would have just done it and taken it. But today I would just say no. You have to go get me water. I would tell him you have to fucking go get me water. And then if he didn't, I obviously, you know, because I'm U.S. passport, whatever, I brandish my weapon and I put it in his fucking mouth and I'd say, listen, fuck nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Either you go get me some fucking Aquafinas right now and some jelly donuts with some straws because I've never done drugs. So instead I snort the jelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm going to fucking put two in the back of your skull. I'm going to get away with it because my father's a criminal. That's what I'd say to him.
Yeah,
that's what I'd say to him.
You would really say that.
Yeah, and then I'd
without the gun, you would say that probably.
I would probably say something similar.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say something like, yeah, I'm not, you have to go get me the water now. Because, you know, fuck them. It's like they can't treat me that way anymore. But I say that. But again, that's probably more fantasy. Because probably, I guess, yeah, maybe I would. I don't know. I'd probably call my mom and ask her, tell her to tell me what to do. I'd say go to, yeah.
I would.
I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
I would probably do even something like, I'd be passive aggressive.
Okay, you
that's
are
fine.
I'd say
that's fine.
Right.
It's just that I'll just tell every and I you know I don't know if you know but I know everyone. I just tell everyone ever to play this room again.
Yeah. You know what he would do? He would come on this show and talk shit about it.
Yeah.
And light him on fire, and then the internet would take course of it, and then the club owner or someone would reach out to him or a manager and go, "Hey, why did you say that about the thing?" And then he would let other people deal with the ramifications.
The ramifications, right.
You know me well. You know me well.
He's very good at that.
No, but that's smart.
He drops a bomb and goes, they'll figure it out.
You gotta put people to protect you.
You're so funny.
No, I had a couple of bombs, like a couple of zeros.
You guys met at Open Anthony?
Yeah. Open Anthony. Did you ever do Open Anthony or that was?
Never.
Yeah. That was like the last, like, that was like the New York fucking. Yeah,
but it was also like, I had no connection in New York. I started out here and I continued my career out here and I never, when I went to New York, the only reason I got spots is because they knew who I was. By the time I got stuff out here.
I understand.
So when I went to New York, people were like, "You're going to bounce around and do shows?" Like, I didn't fucking know anybody. I'd do the stand or stand up New York or whoever would let me in.
Right. But that's where I learned how to do podcasting.
Opie and Anthony.
It's Opie and Anthony.
Same with me.
Because when I went there, I'm like, because you know how you do normal radio shows? And like, so we don't talk about sex here. We don't talk about, just do your act.
Yeah.
That's what works here. You know what I mean? And you're like, I don't want to, this is not fun.
They're like, "Bobby, you're from South Korea, right? Tell us about
it." Yeah, but then Opie and Anthony, right? They're like, you were molested, ha, 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 or whatever. And I was like, oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I was.
And Opie and it was good because what I learned the hard way, and they kept inviting me back, which I was thankful for because it did not go well the first few times, is when you bomb, there's no fake laugh. When you bomb, they fuck. Like, well, if you bomb in front of, like, one time I was on, it was me, Rich Voss, Bobby Kelly, Colin Quinn, Opie and Anthony, and I said something that fucking bombed, and then it was just, which if that was a radio show, they would just laugh and hi, and then move on to, and oh, what do you think about it, Colin? But it's not that. It then the camera's on you, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then it's just for an hour, just ripping you.
Yeah, I love it.
But that's how you get the skin, you know?
You know, the first time I did it, did you know that I left?
What do you mean?
Yeah, when you started to cry or whatever?
Yeah. So,
yeah, I remember that.
I didn't know what it was, right? So I show up, it was Norton. It was Greg, it was Patrice, it was a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
And they were ripping on me so hard, I didn't know what it was. And I just stood up and I left.
You walked out.
Yeah. And then so the next year, I had to do it again. And I looked at the like press thing and I go, oh, you got to do it again? Right? So but this time I go, I'm going to go in like self-deprecating myself.
Yes. Right. Smart.
Right? Yeah, I'm fat. I'm ugly. I mean, I went crazy. And that's what fit in there, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, it was really hard at first, but it changed the way I approached things, man. It was a really cool show.
You just have to get used to – I remember, like, one time Piff the Magic Dragon came in, and he was a little late, and I felt bad because he's like, hey, I'm stuck in traffic. He's got his fucking dragon costume on, even though he sells tickets. You're like, Jesus, it's got to suck.
You don't know him?
No.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, he, like, won America's Got Talent. He's got millions of dollars, but he's got to walk around in a fucking dragon suit.
Yeah.
And I remember he was, late.
He does magic.
Yeah, so, you know, you feel bad. You're like, what the fuck? This kid's in a dragon suit. It was the summertime, but he's got to do it. It's the act. He's making real money. So he sat down, and they had some sandwich shop had come with sandwiches, and I went to go give Piff a piece of sandwich because I felt bad. And Jim Norton was like, don't give him any food. This isn't a fucking fort. And then he just he said, and I was like, I just want to give the kid a sandwich. He goes, you give him a piece of food, you get the fuck off my show. And I was like, oh, this is great. You know? He said, this isn't a fort.
Yeah.
So that's just how they are, but it was great.
Why do I not know who Piff is?
You would have killed on Opie and Anthony.
Oh, that
would have been the guy for them.
If you lived in New York, you would have been a regular there. Norton, all those guys.
I wish I lived in New York. When I started out here, and I thought it was a bad decision, but I already moved out here.
Right.
For me, it was like, am I going to move to New York or am I going to move to
LA?
The
difference between living in New York and LA is you have a Mercedes and I have a Chevy Equinox. That's the difference.
We talked about this the other day. The funniest quote that Tim Dillon ever said to me was like, I got to get the fuck out of New York. All my heroes take the train. Joe Rogan's going to gigs and spaceships and shit.
He would.
But the difference is like the difference from why I had to start out here, I think, was New York to me was too tough in my mind.
Mm.
I was like, I'll never make it in that comedy scene out there. There's fucking, because most of you guys are East Coast guys that grew up there, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, not out here, it's assholes from everywhere. So it was more comfortable for me to go, if I'm going to go to a place where most people aren't from there, at least we'll have that in common, right? That you're from, even you from San Diego, it's like, this isn't your home. You know, so like, even guys that are local here, no one's fucking from here.
Right.
Like, the only guys I can think that were born and raised in LA were like, Shit, I don't know what famous comics do we know that were born and raised here? I can't name fucking one. I don't know any of my friends that were born and raised here. Yeah.
They were born and raised in Los Angeles.
In L.A.? No. I don't know any. I mean, surround near L.A. A lot of guys are from, like, either Riverside or Inland or Orange County. But no one's from, like, Hollywood or L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Right, yeah. So I can't think of anybody.
So I felt comfortable because then whenever I go to New York, it's like, you're off of Brooklyn or Queens or whatever. I'm like, that's, like, your home. So you're already safe.
Right.
To me, that was the scariest thing.
Yeah, I think, too, like, sometimes people, I remember early on, would be like, oh, you know, it's crazy really taking a leap doing comedy. It's like, I'm not. I'm taking the train 6 stops to fucking live my dream, you know?
This was insane for us.
This is insane. What you guys did is left your home to come. That, to me, is way more impressive than I literally took. If it didn't work, I could just take the train back. I was living with my mother. It didn't
if it never worked
matter.
Out, what were you going to do?
I was a physical therapist. I was a pediatric physical therapist. Huh? Yeah, I had a doctorate degree. I have it still in physical therapy. So I just fucking was a pediatric physical therapist. It's just when the pandemic hit, Governor Cuomo from New York just gave every healthcare professional that's licenses had expired or lapsed. They didn't have any criminality on it or anything. They just reinstated our license. I got an email. They were like, congratulations, you've been reinstated. So now I'm a licensed physical therapist. I could give both of you guys advice on camera. No problem. No, I cannot be sued.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, like, and crazy. I haven't done it in 6 years. It's been lapsed for whatever 6-7 years. I became professional comedian or left physical therapy to do comedy full time in 2013. So yeah, 7 years.
So you were taking on PT clients while you were still doing stand up?
Oh, of course, dude. That's how I used to get any show I got on in the beginning would be doing the open mics and then either bringing 3 people, handing out flyers, but most of them were, I have a bar show. I don't know who you are, but heard you're a physical therapist, which is a doctor to them. Can you take a look at my back or my knee or so many dicks? I'm not even trying to be funny. It's like so many comedians would be like, can you look at my penis?
For what? For like something wrong?
STDs. And I'd be like, but I'm a physical therapist. Like I give massages. They're like, just... They were like,
and
just
like, look at my dick.
Look at my dick. And I'd be like, look, I'm not licensed to tell you this, but it is herpes. but then they would give me spots on the show. So many comedians that I've looked down their fucking dick holes many times and like, oh, okay, go up, go do 5. And
that's who's got the nicest.
The nicest dick I've ever seen. And it's, by the way, it's clean as a fucking whistle.
Comic.
Dan Soder.
Sody.
Beautiful, beautiful cock. Beautiful cock.
He's got
absolutely
that deep guttural voice, too. Yeah,
and clean.
Who's the dirtiest?
Dirtiest dick I've ever seen.
Gary Goldman.
I'm
just throwing it up.
Who's the dirtiest cock that I really saw that was like, oof, there were like flies coming up? No.
He seems like he has a dirty dick.
I don't know. I don't have a dirty penis. My penis is clean.
I can't think off the top of my head now. Who had just a real Joe DeRosa, disgusting cock, fucking pig. No, Joe DeRosa's clean.
We were talking about Joe yesterday.
No, I love you, Joey D.
Joey.
Joe DeRosa.
Yeah, but that's it's funny to think that you could, if this all falls apart, you could still do PT. Like, if this falls apart, you're fucked. If you get out of comedy, you can't do anything.
You'd be a great PT, by the way. Asians are great PTs.
Thank you. I will do PT.
But they have little hands. They get in between the bones.
They go right in between the bones.
Piti.
Yeah, they go pita. Oh, most of them are Filipino.
Yeah, Filipino.
You know, it's offensive that you say that. Like, first, I would
positive.
I'd have to work. I would figure it out.
No, you wouldn't.
It's like if there was a zombie apocalypse, right? Oh my God, it's going to go, okay, I'm going to die.
Yep.
No.
No. I'm going to go.
You? Yes.
No, I'm going to do the fucking.
What is this?
No, Bobby, you're building.
I'm going to fucking. No, dude. The window. Right, and the fucking wood planks, I'm going to board it up.
I'm boarding up the windows.
Yeah, board right.
And no, you're not. Fucking... You don't have a hammer in your house or nails or fucking wood.
Dude, I'm going to fucking farm, dude.
Shovel, baby.
Right, we got to eat. I'm going to farm, plant seeds, organic seeds.
This is a guy that, orders food every fucking night.
No,
he's never
Bobby,
cooked in his life.
Bobby is very smart and very – I remember when we went out for that breakfast after the first time we met, you were the one who told me, you said, hey, you should have some real estate. You should invest. You're very good and smart with your money.
Thank you.
Very good and smart with
that,
money.
I don't remember that, but thank you, right?
No, you do.
I'm going to put the barbed wire. I'm going to do it. Put the barbed wire on the top of the fucking fence, right? You know what I'm going to do?
Cement Spike. Bricklayer.
No, the
Chinese do that.
Yeah,
I know,
and they're good at it.
They're good at it. The Chinese,
right? And then put the fucking pole in the ground, so when they get stabbed, right?
Here's you in reality. It's a zombie apocalypse.
Internet?
Yeah, there will.
There will be.
You think nerds are going to take nerds will preserve the internet before anything else? Everything else will fail. They're like, we need to have fucking internet. You'll still be online playing a game.
Good call. Korean zombie film on Netflix called Hashtag Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, right?
Never seen it.
Yeah, and it's about a Korean kid, right? He lives in an apartment complex. Hmm. Everyone goes zombie, right? And he now has to survive. I did, when I was watching the movie, I did think, oh, I'd die. I would die. Like,
you wouldn't. I think you're a survivor, Bobby.
No, you're wrong.
No, you are a survivor.
I need like ramen or something. You know what I mean?
Here.
I couldn't
It's the right lobster. There. I got you the lobster flavor for your birthday.
Oh, God. Lobster sounds like the fucking
worst. This is a Nong Shim bowl noodle savory soup. Yeah. Lobster artificially flavored. It's BPA-free.
No offense. But I'm not going to take it.
Are you serious?
Seriously?
Yeah, no
I bought you a gift.
That's food.
That's a dollar.
No, it's not.
But then I bought you the chocolate chip espresso cake.
I don't know why. No,
you know what's so funny? I went out of my way to get this cake, and knowing that, see, there's a relationship that you have to understand about it. Like, I already knew that this was a waste of money and time,
mm-hmm.
but I did it anyway.
It's the thought,
because unconditional love is what you have.
It's the thought that counts, though. I'm going to say that the cake in itself, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to eat it.
Of course not.
Right? But the idea that you went out of your way to buy it, right? It flutters my heart.
But would you ever say
that? Could be the blood pressure medication.
Yeah, that could.
It probably is. Yeah. It probably is.
Could be having a stroke.
Yeah. I thank you so much for it.
Do you mean it?
Yeah. Can I nitpick a bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to nitpick,
right? Yeah, because I know it's coming.
Yeah, it's just, you know, because, you know, I got cakes from my girlfriend last night, right? And you could tell that it was from a high-end, like a high-end bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And that you know, she put like a month in. It's one of those places, like, you got to let us know a month in advance because we enrich the wheat or whatever, mm-hmm. however they make cake, right?
Yeah, they enrich the wheat.
Yeah, and we get, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Himalayan salt,
double zero right, flour,
and we use, you know what I mean, duck egg instead of regular, you know what I mean, they sure. really
well for you,
right?
yeah
everything's organic and American free, right? Mm-hmm. But this was like Ralph's.
Two things.
That's, we made 10,000 of these and we don't give a fuck.
First
so,
of all,
how much is that? $3.99.
First of all,
it costs $1 to put stuff on top
of
that. That's
what that is. $18.99.
Yeah.
That's Vons.
Yeah. Okay. No, really, where'd you get that
Theo?
From?
Theo?
Vons.
Yeah, exactly. It's not from a bakery.
It's from Vons, the bakery at Vons, the grocery store.
Really, oh, yeah?
And a woman said, I said, can you write stuff on cakes? She said, no, we usually can't write stuff anymore because of people want obscenities or something gross, and we can't do that.
So you did that?
No, she said, but I will write happy birthday. I said, well, will you write his nickname?
Yeah.
And she said, I don't think we can. I said, it's my friend Bobby Lee. She goes, the comedian? I said, yeah. And she goes, I love him. I said, really? She goes, yes. She goes, I'll be right back. So she wrote, happy birthday, sleepy Bobo Noodles. I did not tell her to say that. She wrote that.
I'm gonna sue Vons for racism.
She wrote that.
Why?
Right. Because
she was Asian.
Oh, that's fine then.
She was Asian.
But so I appreciate the gesture.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
Martha at Vons.
It's ghetto shit.
Oh, this is ghetto shit?
Elevate your game.
This is ghetto shit.
Elevate your game.
Is there anything fun if you cut into it?
Yeah.
Am I not right, Italian?
Do it.
No, don't do it.
No, do it.
It'll end everything.
Yeah, it'll end the episode.
It'll end everything. Right?
Do it, you fucking pussy!
You appreciate the gesture, right? But please don't do it.
Do it, and then I'll fucking punch him in the face.
Exactly.
Oh,
threaten me again.
Do it.
Say I won't do it.
All right, but all right, I'm gonna do it. But I will do it. I promise you.
Okay.
But I promise you, if that cake hits my face,
uh-huh.
You haven't seen the side of me, and it's gonna cause problems. All right. So
you think I'm scared of you, bitch?
Yeah. So
you think I'm fucking scared of you?
You're a full blown pussy, right? If you don't fucking throw that cake at my face.
So you said don't throw it at your face. And now you want me to throw it at your face.
I don't want you to do it, but you're a pussy if you don't. But if you do it, it's going to end the podcast.
Forever. This is it forever.
Yeah.
This is the last episode.
Yeah. But if you're a pussy if you throw it.
How much longer are you going to do the podcast anyway, though, dude?
Maybe another week or two.
Do it, dude. Do it, you fucking Democrat.
He's not going to do
it. You know why?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No, do you know why I'm not going to throw it?
Why won't you?
He's not gonna throw
do you know why?
Because he's a pussy.
No, because I'll have to clean it up.
Right.
Because he doesn't do anything here. He's a lazy piece of shit. He shows up late and doesn't contribute at all.
Right.
So I don't want to clean it up. Or worse comes to worse, he'll make Rudy clean it up, which is even more disgusting.
Is it good, the cake? You didn't bring any utensils.
No, there's utensils there if we want to eat it. Let's eat it. Happy birthday, you piece
thank
of
you.
Shit.
Happy birthday.
Look into the camera there, Chris, and say thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad
Let
friend.
Let Chris say it.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
You're an animal.
Now say it.
Thank you for being a bad friend.